So then you set a recording of Cinderella to WKY.
That's how I got the job.
In 1950. They heard that, and what was special about Cinderella?
Just the way I told it, you know, about the, I don't even remember to this day, but I put a lot of adult stuff in it, you know, and so forth, and that was what was special about it. And I had a lot of voices on it, which they
That's what they
loved.
Liked. Yeah, right. So then WKY radio, but then you were hired to work on television.
Well, that's a real weird story, but
let's hear it.
I got in as being a real energetic person. I mean, I talked fast. I talked loud on the radio, even though the microphone will enhance that. So when I first got up here, they put me on the radio, and the chief announcer at WKY didn't like it at all. So they sent me to the television station. When I came to WKY, they had nine of the greatest announcers I've ever heard. You'd get on the elevator, and they'd say WKY, and the walls would rattle. They were all Ben Morris.
More names.
Bill Fountain, Jack Cleverly, a bunch of them. I mean, you know, they're in the 50s. Most of them went to California. You'd hear their voices on national commercials and all that stuff. They were really good, and they wouldn't work on TV. They didn't think TV was ever going to happen. So I go to TV, and I do live spots for $2. They didn't have any teleprompter. The Lord gave me a wonderful gift. In those days, I could read a minute, a copy, and give it back to you word for word after I'd read it one time.
Wow.
Just a gift.
Yeah, it
is. Can't do it today.
Let's bring you back to WKY, because that was 50,000 watts. It went out across the country.
5,000.
It was 5,000?
Mm-hmm.
But it had very good coverage, didn't it?
It had great coverage for one reason and one reason only. What I was told is WKY's transmitter probably has the greatest array of ground wires of any transmitter in the country. And those ground wires would transmit that signal so far it was unbelievable.
So Chicago, other major cities?
Yeah, it went everywhere, yeah.
Heard WKY.
Yeah,
and so when you came there, you were assigned to what show?
The first show I did was Championship Wrestling on TV.
So they didn't even let you on WKY radio?
One time.
What show? Was it the morning? Or
it wasn't
what?
A show. I did the breaks. This is WKY AM FM, a service of the Oklahoma Publishing Company.
And so the head chief announcer?
He didn't like me.
For what reason?
He didn't like my voice, and my style, or anything.
So he did you a favor. How did you approach the TV
Well, the show? Guy that hired me was the guy that built WKY TV, Hoyt Andres, and he liked me from the start. For some reason or other, and he sent me to the TV, and I became the station announcer for the TV station.
Somewhere along the line, they realized you're more than just an announcer for the TV station.
Oh, yeah, they gave me a lot of stuff. They sent me to do the wrestling at Stockyards Coliseum. I'd never seen a wrestling match, and they did the deal in wrestling where they throw the referee out of the ring, and he comes in later, and the bad guy's gotten on the good guy, and he goes 1, 2, 3, and they count him out, and the crowd goes crazy. This is the fakiest, no good deal. And I thought, my Lord, I've lost this show, and the first time I've ever got to do it. Next week, I come back, and the same people are sitting in the same seats.